MySpace shuts down the sharing of copyrighted music. I'm Jason Lopez. This is PodTech News for Monday, October 30th, 2006. Yahoo shares rose today along with Google's, but telecoms like Verizon, Sprint, Nextel, and AT&T saw their stocks drop. The Dow shaved 4 points to 12,086. The Commerce Department said today that consumer spending rose less than expected, even as oil dropped by more than $2 a barrel. There's one mega deal to report. The French firm Schneider Electric agreed to buy American Power Conversion for $6 billion in cash. APC makes power supply products. Microsoft might be headed into antitrust territory with Google. At least the situation has a familiar feel to it. Google says the upcoming Vista Windows operating system should not prevent users from accessing other search tools besides Microsoft's. Interesting that Google made the announcement in Europe, where Microsoft has had some antitrust trouble. The company paid a record fine of $613 million by the European Union for antitrust violations over its operating system. Microsoft was levied another $357 million in fines this summer, as the EU accused the world's largest software maker of failing to comply with its original order to hand over Windows software code. Sony has been stinging from the costs of building and marketing its PlayStation. The firm also lost a lot of money on its huge computer battery recall. With Microsoft and Nintendo putting pricing pressure on the market, Sony can't do game console manufacturing much more cheaply. So the electronics giant will be looking to its movie studios and consumer electronics units to pick up the slack. That means the new James Bond Casino Royale and new Walkmans are going to have to sell big. Sony shares are down by about $10 since May. The social networking site MySpace.com is making moves to legitimize its service. Finally, here's PodTech's Michael Johnson.
Want to feature your favorite tune from Sade, Michael Bublé, or Green Day on your MySpace page? Not so fast. On Monday, MySpace announced that it's licensed new technology to prevent members from posting unauthorized copyrighted music. With tens of thousands of copyrighted songs and video clips posted by users, both MySpace and YouTube are catching heat from major record labels, movie studios, and television companies. MySpace has licensed technology from Gracenote that lets the site compare uploads against Gracenote's database of copyrighted material, then blocks uploads that lack proper rights. Terms of the new agreement were not disclosed, but for frequent policy violators, accounts will be terminated. The basic message is clear. Keep uploading copyright material, and you could lose your place on MySpace. For PodTech News, I'm Michael Johnson.
From the You Can't Fire Me, I Quit folder, the co-founder of the Help Wanted company Monster Worldwide walked out after he reportedly refused to show up for a meeting regarding a probe of backdating options. Andrew McKelvey said in an earlier letter that he didn't know the practice was wrong. Red Hat is getting feisty with Oracle after Oracle said it would support Red Hat Linux customers for less. The smaller firm shot back today. On its website, Red Hat accused Oracle of threatening to fork Linux into different operating systems, different enough to endanger interoperability. Red Hat also said it would not lower prices in the face of Oracle's announcement to undercut the smaller Linux provider. At the Women in Technology Summit in Santa Clara, California, they're taking on issues like leadership, Web 2.0, professional development, and global warming. Catherine Girardeau has more.
Climate change was the hot topic at a lunchtime keynote at this gathering of several hundred, mostly female, business leaders and technologists. A government scientist and entrepreneur and the CEO of electric car company Tesla Motors talked about the challenges and opportunities of global warming. That's right, opportunities. Using dog poop, for instance. While the United States lags far behind Europe in terms of reducing carbon emissions, the dog-friendly city of San Francisco is planning to harness its some 120,000 canines to help reduce the city's CO2. NorCal Waste, a garbage company that collects the city's trash, plans to scoop up the trash at some of the city's popular dog parks and convert it to methane, a natural gas that can power just about any appliance. At the end of the session, San Carlos-based Tesla Motors CEO Martin Eberhard touted his company's high-performance, fully electric Roadster, scheduled to start production sometime next year. 0 to 60 in under 4 seconds, a 250-mile range, and just a penny per mile to drive, The car itself will cost a pretty penny, in the range of $100,000. But Eberhard said Tesla has a family sedan on the drawing board that will sell for half the price. Reporting from the Women in Technology Summit at the Hyatt Regency in Santa Clara, this is Catherine Girardeau, PodTech News.
Turner Broadcasting System says it will launch an internet comedy network in January. PodTech's Matt Kelly has the story.
TBS will launch the multi-platform brand in January, boasting original short-form video content filled with edgy humor from professional comics and ambitious amateurs alike. Dubbed Super Deluxe, the ad-supported site will primarily target men 18 to 34 with a mix of live action and animated material that won't skimp on profanity and toilet humor. Turner said it aims to create and distribute television-quality short-form films and episodic shows featuring established and emerging actors, none of whom have been named, but each will have his or her area, complete with blogs and other content. It also comes with community tools to enable users to establish profiles, post videos, and interact. Content will also be available on VOD, wireless, and personal media players. I'm Matt Kelly in Los Angeles.
Travel costs could be on the way up again. The American Express Global Business Travel Forecast calls for a 3-6% jump for domestic U.S. flights in 2007. If you're flying within Canada, the increase could be as little as, and this is according to the press release, 0%. It's not that big of a deal in most places outside of the U.S., but Halloween is here. Try as they might, retailers have not yet turned the occasion into a gift-giving thing. Horror and scary sights, those are still the centerpieces. A new AOL Fangoria magazine poll asked respondents to list the elements they most liked in a scary movie. Hopefully Hollywood is listening. Number one on the list, a good storyline and script. Only 10% cared about special effects. Checking Wall Street, the Dow lost 3 points to close at 12,086. NASDAQ gained 13 at 2363. The S&P closed up a half a point to 1377. PodTech News is produced by editor Michael Klinger, reporters Michael Johnson, Matt Kelly, and Catherine Girardeau. I'm Jason Lopez. This is PodTech.net.